Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be brand new listeners, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, because I wanted to have a platform where I didn't have to worry about what we were saying about the really cool things about home-based businesses. There's a lot of really great people out there that sometimes you just never hear about, so I wanted to make sure that we gave a platform to those people that were doing the right things in home-based businesses. Well, one of the radio shows I did a long time ago was a good friend of ours. Her name is always Doris Wood. Doris was the original founder of the MLMIA, and when I was the president of the ANMP and the DRA, we used to do some things together, and we started doing some radio shows together with the MLMIA. And George Madu was a guest speaker on a few of those radio shows. Now, George has a great reputation, but I never really spoke to George before the guest appearance on the DRA. I'm sorry, on the MLMIA show. So we did a couple of radio shows. I said, this guy's a really good guy, very knowledgeable. And, again, he just did a couple of guest spots. But towards, I guess it was maybe 2 years ago, Doris had called me up and she said, are you doing any regular radio shows with George Madu? And I said, no, Doris. And she said, you should. So I said, you know what? When people like Doris Woods tell me I'm supposed to do something, out of respect and good judgment, I called George Madu and I said, George, Doris wants to do a couple of radio shows. You're a good guy. Let's do it. I know you own the networkmarketingmagazine.com. For those people, there's this little plug. The networkmarketingmagazine.com has been around for over 15 years. And you're a good guy. Let's do a couple of radio shows. We'll see where it goes. And we have done, I don't know, I guess it's going to be coming up to 2 years of radio shows every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch us here with George Madu. George has an uncanny ability to find really great people, and we are both part of the SNA, which stands for the Social Networking Association, which is an evolution of the MLMIA with Doris. And today we have a really great person as a guest, and I'm not going to introduce her because I'm going to let George do it. So George Madu, thanks for being on Building Fortunes Radio.
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate you. You're the best. So you're right. I have today a person that is just absolutely spectacular. She is also one of the board members of the SNA, and I've had the opportunity to become friends with her and to watch her and to see where her heart has been when we're talking about supporting the industry and different ways that we can do it through the SNA. But and her name is Stephanie Beebe. So I wanted to bring her on because she's just such a great, great person. She's a wife. She's a mother of three great little guys. She's a businesswoman from almost the time when she was in her early 20s, right? She's a mentor. She's an incredible leader. And she's just an absolute inspiration to so many. So, Stephanie, are you there?
I am, George. And what an introduction. Thank you so much. Hopefully I can live up to everything.
Well, you don't have to try. You are all those things.
Thank you.
It's just great. You know, I mean, you are a person that, first of all, is a tremendous leader in network marketing and a tremendous leader in your company. And so your leadership abilities, you know, help so many. And we were just talking about something that I want to just quickly discuss, because with this COVID situation, and the effects are not going to go away. Today, somebody said, "I can't wait till we get back to normal," you know. And I said, "Normal, like that we don't have to take our shoes off at the airport anymore." And he says, "Well, we do." I said, "Exactly." So this is not going back. So, you know, you just gave a statistic before we came on about the women that are out there in the workforce. Give us that statistic again.
Yeah, and it's an article that was just brought out October 2nd, and it states that more than 860,000 women dropped out of the labor force in September. Just a huge number. And I, as a mom of a school, we have a K-12 school, it's a charter school, I see it every day. I'm talking to several different parents and women who are going home. They're staying home because their children needed them. They needed them to do remote learning or just to be there. So many of them have started homeschooling. I thought about that many years ago, and it's not a direction for me, so I'm glad I didn't have to. And I'm thrilled that our school gave us that option. But it's an astounding number, 860,000 women leaving the job force and coming home. And not because they didn't need the money, right? It's not that. They still need the income.
Yeah, yeah. It is incredible. And there's a shift that's going on. And what you've just described is one of the big shifts. And we're not seeing that on TV, but we're feeling it in our industry. And we're seeing it. And we're seeing the fact that there are people that are looking, and they're looking for an alternative, a plan B that is going to be their plan A in a lot of cases. And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, I appreciate you so much, because I listen to you. I see that you have not only a heart to help people, but help people that are in need, and you are a great teacher, like I said, an incredible leader. And so one of the things that are happening is that because we have this shift going on, you know, there's a fear factor involved. A lot of these women and men, you know, they're either taking a look at a business of their own that's going to be sustainable, right? Or they're just realizing that they need to have a backup plan. But a lot of these people, a lot of these men and women have not had a mindset that is conducive for being in business. I mean, most of them have had an employee mindset, and an employee mindset is totally different than an entrepreneur mindset. And that's where you fit in so nicely.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, George. And it's interesting because I have been in this profession since I was at the age of 21. So I was never really truly an employee. I mean, I was for a few years, but it's not in me. I grew up surrounded with entrepreneurs and business owners. I do make jokes all the time that in our family, you're either a musician, a pastor, or a carpenter. I was none of those, but I did learn the entrepreneurship. And what I found when I took a break from the industry, as a lot of people do here and there, and the biggest concern for me wasn't the money. We were fine financially because of this industry. I've been able to build up very nice savings accounts. But it was a fear factor of, what do I do all day? how do I occupy my time? How do I find my community, my friends? How am I going to spend these hours? Because I don't want to just be a mom playing on the floor with my children. And nothing wrong with that. It just wasn't something I knew how to do. And I was nervous about that. So I kind of had this experience that a lot of these women are going through. And emotionally, it was very tough on me to take a break from the industry and be home alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Let alone the financial aspect of what a lot of these women are experiencing.
Well, there's
also another part, too, to that I hadn't thought about before, George, but you know, at a certain point, women in general have worked so hard to grow the ladder, right, grow up the chain, and then all of a sudden that's taken away from them again. So that title and that role and the achievement and the success and everything else that they probably have worked really hard for was, I don't want to say taken away because it was a choice in a lot of situations, but in all fairness, that's a very tough one to deal with as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, people in the out there in the work world, or the network marketing world. I mean, when they're exposed to either one, they naturally gravitate to people that inspire them. And that can be mentors, and that they could be, you know, using a role model to guide them. And so that's really what I see in you. And
thank you.
You know,
that.
when a person ends up, you know, looking and seeing that, you know, in my company. You know, I have a shot to become a vice president of the company. Well, you know, you and I both know we've been in the industry long enough that there are employees that have reached the vice president level that when they end up understanding where we are in this industry, you know, it's an enviable position that we could have a quote-unquote vice president level or a president level in our own company, all right? But we don't have any ceiling as far as income. We have no problem when our kids, you know, are sick. And
right.
We get to stay home. You know,
right.
And I know so many business people, so many lawyers, so many accountants, so many doctors that are envious of who we are, the ones that really understand that have seen it. And it's really cool because we become a role model, you know, for people that are entering in this industry. So
it really truly is. And you see that every day, even being a parent at the school, being able to volunteer and to be with the children. There are several parents who when you have this conversation with them, and I try to be very respectful knowing that they do not have that opportunity, you can see the sadness that they wish they could be there throughout the day and they wish they could see their children and their friends and be able to leave the work for an hour or 2 hours to have that time. There's so many blessings to this industry. I mean, I've been here for 28 years. I wouldn't give it up for anything. It's all I know, but it is definitely what I've chosen. And I was fortunate to find a husband early on who allowed me to do whatever I wanted to do. That was our agreement when we first got started.
That's awesome. Yeah, my daughter, I mean, I've been in network marketing for decades, and my daughter is in her early 30s, and so she's been around network marketing. Well, she just for the very first time joined a network marketing company and was sponsored by a family friend who was a emergency room nurse. And this woman got sponsored by her superior in the hospital. And she was shocked when that woman left nursing. And so our friend really kept a close eye on, and I was so proud of her when she made the announcement that she hit her first five-figure monthly income.
Oh, and congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so she ended up actually going part-time, and just recently she retired, just like her mentor. And it's just great success stories like this. And so I'm grateful that my daughter has a mentor like you in the company that she's in, because she has a role model. And
right.
That role model is also, like you, an incredible leader, incredible businesswoman, an incredible mentor. And
there are so many more people in network marketing making incomes and great incomes than people really truly understand. I have been making a very high level income since I was the age of 22. And people are always astounded when I talk numbers, and I'm not afraid to talk numbers because people do need to know whether those are the numbers they want to receive or that it's just available. Of course, it takes work. I definitely work, and I work hard, but you know, there's a lot of benefits. One reason my dad owned his own business was because of the flexibility and time, and so I always saw that. And that's why I work so hard with what I do, so that I have the flexibility with whatever I want. But we also never stress about money. It's not a concern right here, and that helps a lot in a family situation to not have to worry about how we're going to pay for something.
Sure. So I've got a couple more questions I want to ask you, but we're going to just take a short break, and we're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with George Madu and Stephanie Beebe. She's going to have a guest spot on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows we've done. But if you go to guests and you look for Stephanie Beebe, you'll be able to see the spot that we'll put up for her as well if you want to contact her as well. So, George Madu, back to you.
Thanks, Peter. So, Stephanie, I got a couple of questions. The first question revolves around our organization, our industry organization, the SNA. Tell me what got you interested in becoming a board member.
Thank you for that. I love having that question asked because for me, I've been fortunate to be surrounded in a company that really truly believes in one team. I've been in the industry for 3 years, and I'm sorry, 21 years, three different companies, but also real estate, so I count that as well. And what I had always grown up with is the positions that we can give to people to not be competitive in a mean way or in a bad way. And so I've always grown up with the attitude of help each other. Together we can each achieve more, whether you're with a different company or in a whole different state, different product, it doesn't matter. And so the second company that I worked for, I had the ability to really get behind the scenes because I helped to start the company. And I met such incredible people in the industry. We all dispersed at some point. Everybody went to a different company, but we've remained friends. And that has really taught me the importance of coming together, being one team in this industry. And when Doris and Jim Lupkin came to me and they offered this position, Doris had asked, what do I want to achieve? What can I contribute to an association like this? And that for sure was one of them. I do believe I can help people understand we don't need to compete with each other. You have your product, I have my product. We can come together. We can bring ideas together. We can talk about it. We can gain from each other's knowledge and skills and use it to make the entire industry a better place. And so that's what I love about this association, because that was one of the number one goals.
Yeah. That's the reason why I joined. And I find that the three of us, Peter, you, myself, and a whole bunch of other great leaders in this industry, I just see the whole team pulling in the same direction and helping
Absolutely.
Those people that want to be helped. You know, I
yeah.
mean, if a person comes to network marketing thinking that they bought themselves a network marketing lottery ticket, you know, they're not going to get our help. You know, I mean, this isn't something that you can sit down and wish it to be so. You know, the only work that you're willing to do is walk to the end of your driveway and open up the mailbox to see if the big check came in. I'm sure that's not how you got the big check. Those
I did not
those
get the
people,
lottery ticket.
Yeah, really. But those people that have a desire to learn what's necessary, those people that are willing to apply what they've learned, all right, and put into action, I mean, that's what I see in the SNA, is the team of us pulling in the same direction to help this industry, and it's good. It's you know, it's work, but it's fun work, and it's productive
right.
work, and it pays off. You know, so
exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Glad you're around. I'm glad I'm on your team. So,
thank you. I feel the same way.
So I know that. You are, like you said, a big, I should say, you are a huge money earner in your company, and that's a measurement of your experience and applying your experience, and you never do it by yourself. The only way you can become a big money earner is to be able to mentor your team and deep down into your organization. So tell
Correct.
Me a little bit about that.
We have a large team. There's no question about that, and I'm thankful for every single one of them. When I hit the millionaire mark with our company, it made me – I had always known this and realized it, but you think about it a little bit more at that time. It was every – single order, every single person, every single customer played a part in that acknowledgement. And so I've always been thankful and grateful, of course, but it just changed things. And you look at it a whole different way of how many people are actually a part of everything. And one of my mentors growing up had always stated the best thing we can ever give someone is our time. And to be available. And so that's always been easy for me because this is my social, it is my network, it's my circle, my community. And so I've explained to my children as they're at home with me, I like to work. I like to do what I do and to help people, explaining it in the simplest form to them. And because I get to make a difference for people and see what happens to them, but not just the customers, right, the team members and every single person that they help and make a difference to, I just look at it. I actually visualize holding hands, just making it. It sounds crazy, and I may sound kooky, but I always have a visual of people holding hands in a big circle and creating this unity. And that's where the one team really comes from. I feel that the more we open up in this industry, the more we open up in our own companies and taking away any competition, the more we come together, the more people we can help. So that's what I've been working really hard on with our team in the last year and a half, is coming together with other teams, not separating us, but gaining knowledge and being completely open, sharing as much as we can possibly share with each other so that people can learn from other people. And it doesn't make a difference to me if they learn more from somebody else than they do me, or if I help someone else on a different team. It's the better we can make an individual, the better we make the whole team, the better we make the company, the better we make the industry, and, of course, then the world. And so our team has been fabulous with that, and luckily we found several others to do the same. And we literally just hold hands. I mean, there are some people I speak to every single day. There are some teams that we come together every single day, and we don't hold back. We really share. There are no secrets. I think that's one
great.
Of the reasons why we've become very successful, and I feel very great being able to introduce people to other leaders and allow conversations to happen whether I'm with them or not, and let them open up, ask questions, get information so that they can better themselves and their knowledge.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's the picture of an incredible leader. So congratulations. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
So,
thank you.
So we've just got a couple of minutes left. What would you like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I do have one little self-promotion, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
We offer story time, and this is something that we put together at the beginning of the pandemic in March. There were reasons behind it, just of other things happening. But I sat down with a partner and I'm like, this is not going away soon. We're going to be in a position where people who are used to being around people are not going to be around people. And people are going to be stuck at home and alone and without a community and without their social network. And what's going to happen because of that? We have the ability to help them, and we have the ability to make something and make it big. And so we made a decision at that point, two of us, it really just two of us, who we were going to do a story time event every Thursday. And we've been doing it now since then. So I think we're on, what, month nine, 80 different episodes, I'm not sure, or 28 episodes. I don't know where we're at. And every Thursday, we gather different people, real people with extraordinary results, and they share their stories. And originally we were doing it with things based on the situation in the world. So we would bring different experts together to talk about mental health or people in certain industries who were losing their jobs, like at that point in time when a lot of people were shut down, like restaurants. How were they going to survive, not just income, but also that social aspect? And so we've done so many different episodes ever since then, bringing people together to let them know you're going to be okay. And so we've continued this every single week, and it's been the biggest blessing ever. So I highly invite people to come and join. And I can certainly give out the Zoom number if anyone is interested, but it's 45 minutes. of hearing different people's stories of where they have been, how they have gotten themselves out of that situation, and where they are today. And it to me is one of the most beautiful things I can be a part of. And I feel like it's a gift we can give the world. And these speakers are gifts for myself as well as so many other people to be able to share their stories and just allow people to know we're going to be fine. We're going to be good. And actually, we can be more than good. We can be great. So I wanted to share
awesome.
That. Thank you for giving
me. Yeah, yeah, I'm glad you did. And what we'll do is you and I will talk after the show, and you'll send me the Zoom link. Peter will put it on your page, and on the homepage of the Network Marketing Magazine, we have a block for the radio show, and we'll make sure that Zoom link will be in that block. How's that?
That'd be wonderful. You know, it's just a place for people to come together. We create a living room scene so that there it's not about any type of sales or pressure. It's about just knowing there are other people there and you can socialize and have a community of like-minded people.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, listen, this half hour just flew by, and I'm going to have you back on, Stephanie, because you're awesome. And I really appreciate you sharing your time today with us. And you're just the best. So have a great day.
Well.
Have a great. Okay. All right. So back to you, Peter.
Excellent.
Great.
Thanks,
thank
George.
You, Peter.
Yep. Thank you, Stephanie. And one thing I just want to add for Stephanie, George, we've had Stephanie on the meetings for the SNA, the board meetings. And one of the things I always really appreciate is Stephanie's a mom. Like, you could tell Stephanie's a mom.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids are coming in, the kids are going out. You hear the dogs in the background right even now. She's got three boys. The possibility of keeping a dog quiet during a half-hour conference call with three boys is impossible. And she doesn't even budge. I mean, she didn't even flinch.
Not
like,
a flinch.
Dog,
yeah.
Not a flinch. The dog's barking. Kids are coming in and out. She's a mom. And I don't know. I think that speaks volumes for the rest of the people that are listening in, is you could do this and you could be a mom too. And you could see that she's got just regular kids and regular interruptions and the dogs and everything else going on. And this is probably the way she lives her life all the time. And most people would probably look at that and say, I'd love to have that lifestyle, you know? And the answer is you could. You give enough hard time, you work your tail off like she has done, and she's an excellent example. So we'll make sure that we post everything. We want Stephanie back. Stephanie, I just got to say thanks so much for the spoken words, but also the stuff you never said. We'll speak to you next time, everyone. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.